Greetings, friends, in the ever-precious name of the blessed Lord Jesus. We greet you once again as we approach the Word of God for the closing message in this series of the week. We turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3. May I read again the 14th and the 15th verses of this chapter. The beloved Apostle Paul writing to his son in the faith, Timothy, and saying, "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus." As we approach the concluding words of the beloved Apostle Paul as he seeks to encourage his son Timothy, may I remind you that we have noted, beginning with verse 10 and coming down the chapter, the protection and the deliverance that the beloved apostle sets before us in relation to the perilous dangers of the last days of Christianity. Do I need to remind my hearers that we are living in dangerous days? They are dangerous morally. They may be dangerous politically too. But in every way, we see the dangers of what the Bible calls the last days upon us. The dangers of these last days herald the coming again of the Lord Jesus Christ. For it will be at the time of greatest darkness in the world, moral and spiritual darkness, that our blessed Lord Jesus Christ will soon appear and be the judge of all the earth, and executing his judgments with severity and with conclusiveness. But the Christian finds that his path becomes more dangerous. The believer is surrounded with the perils that are moral as well as spiritual in relation to the last days. May I repeat again? We have seen in our book that men stray from the truth. We have also noted that they resist the truth of God. And then we shall see, God willing, in the last chapter of this epistle, that men will completely and even have turned away their ears from the truth. Now these are great days of difficulty and danger. And the effect of such conditions can certainly come upon the believer. But Paul seeks to encourage as he exhorts his own godly example to follow. And not only that, we come to a portion in our chapter today in which the beloved apostle certainly sets before us what is one of the greatest needs of our present generation, and that is the value of a godly home. But I want you to know what Paul says to Timothy in verse 15 of our chapter, that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. May I repeat the opening words again? I want you to get the importance of these words, as well as the blessedness that they were in the example of Timothy. From a child, thou hast known the Holy Scriptures. We have already noted in our study of this second epistle of Timothy that he had a godly grandmother, that he also had a godly mother. His godly mother and his godly grandmother, they had taken this boy as an infant, and the sacred writings, the sacred letters, was the book and the words that he learned in the very earliest days of his life. Am I speaking to Christian parents? I trust that I am. I would like to give a word of encouragement as well as exhortation to you who are parents of Christian homes. You have a responsibility which I trust and pray you are seeking to fulfill. The greatest treasure that you can place into the hearts and into the minds of your children is the Word of God. It is your responsibility as an obedient Christian to teach your children the words of God. And this holy book, the Bible, from Genesis right through Revelation to the end, is the Word of the Living God. It is your responsibility and privilege and joy to take this precious Word and impart its teachings and its knowledge to the children of your home. God grant that you are doing it. For the greatest contribution that was given to Timothy, which Paul reminds him, was even begun in the days of youth, when he was but a child in the home of his godly mother and in the environment of his godly grandmother. Then am I speaking also to parents who are not Christians. Would to God that you would come to Christ. Would to God that you could see that you have a responsibility and stewardship you must answer to God for. You have been given the stewardship of bringing up these children. And may I say, whether to Christian or non-Christian, you will give an account of your stewardship to God in the coming day. What you have done with those lives and souls which God has entrusted you with. Oh, my beloved non-Christian, you need Christ. You need the wisdom of God. You need spiritual power in order to help your children meet the dangers that surround them in such a godless scene of earth that we live in today. And the Word of God is the only guide. Said the psalmist, "Thy word have I hid or laid up in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee." And again he said, "Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light unto my path." My beloved friend, if you're not saved, won't you turn to Christ before it's too late and lead your children in the way of righteousness and teach them the blessed things that are found in this Word of God? Yea, may the Spirit of God speak directly to the hearts and the homes of every place this message is being reached, so that the Word of God will be given its proper place of authority, of respect, of endearment in the hearts and the lives of both men, women, and children. Oh, my beloved, does the Word of God have its place in your home? May I ask my Christian friends, are you reading the Scriptures? Are you seeking to explain the Scriptures to your children? God grant this book of divine wisdom will be the source of greatest learning for you as well as for your children. For you know what the beloved apostle has to say. It is able to do something. Now note that word. The Holy Scriptures, which are able. And the ability of the Scriptures, who can measure. May I tell you that this book can do more for you than any other book. You might as well scrap all the rest of the books in comparison. And I'm not minimizing the fact. There are many good books. And there are many needful books. And there are many helpful books. As well as otherwise. But this book is the book of books. This book is the book of divine wisdom. This book is the Word of the Living God. And one said, it is more to be desired than gold, yea, than much fine gold. And it is a mine of inestimable treasure for you and for me to find. And it has ability to do something. Thank God this book has power. And in its power it can accomplish something. And I want you to know what Paul says. It is able to make you wise unto salvation. It is able to give you wisdom that will bring you deliverance. Now this can be seen in two ways. And it can be proved in two ways. First of all, to keep it in line with what we have been teaching. The context of this chapter has been bringing before us the perilous dangers of the last days of Christianity, and that these perils surround us as believers, none dare question. Now, how can we be delivered? How can we be saved? For the word salvation has a very broad meaning in the New Testament. It not only means being saved in respect to the salvation of the soul, but whatever peril, whatever danger that I face, the Word of God is able to deliver me from that danger. Now the Word of God is the only guidebook to enable you and me to escape the dangers of the last days of Christianity. For you remember in the opening of the chapter, in this third chapter, when Paul described those 18 and 19 conditions in the first 5 verses, he ended the 5th verse by saying, from such, turn away. And beloved, you and I have got to follow the Word of God. And the Word of God can give you guidance as to what should be your conduct and attitude to the dangers you face, and deliver you from such dangers. You meet situations and you say, now what should I do? You meet conditions and your cry is, what shall I do? You meet circumstances that are beyond understanding, and your heart and mind cries out, what shall I do? My beloved, may I say, if God were to answer you audibly, He would say, read your Bible. Turn to my Word. Seek my truth. This book is your guidebook from earth to heaven. And my beloved believer, may God grant you and I will use it for that purpose, even in the days of danger we are living in. Then there's another application that is certainly proper. You that are not saved, the first purpose this wonderful book wants to accomplish for you is to save your soul. It is able to make you wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. And may I say, my beloved unsaved friend, you will never have your soul saved. You will never be in heaven. You will never be delivered from hell unless you trust Christ as your Savior. He alone can save you. And this book says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. And I suggest to your conscience, and I press home to your heart, the great need of being saved. I plead with your souls, time is running out. Jesus is coming soon. Judgment is soon to come. And I want to say very, very frankly, you don't have much time to get to Christ. And my plea is, come to Him now while you can. For through faith in Christ, you can be saved. God grant you'll find salvation tonight before it will be eternally too late. Shall we pray? Blessed God and Father, to thee and to thy Holy Spirit, we commend and commit for the blessing of thy word, the message that we have given to both saved and unsaved, in Jesus' name, amen.